Well, welcome everyone. I'm Carolyn Dennis, and this is The Daily, and we get a dose of our daily scripture. Today, I'm going to share a powerful word I received from the Lord on March 25th, 2024. And I feel like the title of this is God's Got This. So if you've been feeling a little anxious, if you're worried about what's going to happen next and how you're going to pay for your favorite food anymore, and maybe you're having to buy the less than, and all these things, and you're concerned what's going to happen to our country and what's going on in the world. Well, I'm just going to tell you, this is a great word for you, and I hope you'll latch on to it and receive what the Lord is telling us about what's going on. So, let's get right into the word, and I'll probably make some announcements at the end. So the word from today, he gave this to me this morning in my prayer time, March 25th, 2024. You'll see this probably on March 29th is the day I'm gonna put it out. So here's the word. God's got this. I am the great God, Jehovah. There is none like me. I am the maker of heaven and earth. I will have my way in the earth. Your enemies are defeated. You will see victory after victory happen now. It is Purim. Watch and see. Believe, and you will taste the goodness of my heart and my hand. I have wonders that I'm going to do in the earth that will amaze and astonish you. Prayers will be quickly answered. Miracles are starting to break out. You have asked, and now it is the time for the manifestations, signs, and wonders. Watch the heavenlies. Exalt the beauty of my display of glory. Prepare for my son and exalt him alone. You will find mercy, forgiveness, love, peace, and joy in my precious son. There is none like him. Amen. So let me just give you some thoughts on this and kind of sum it up. And tell you, God said he's going to have this what his way in this earth, not man's way. God's way is truth, righteousness, and justice. And I can tell you, I haven't seen all of that in the earth right now, and you probably haven't either. He said, our enemies are defeated. So even though you might not see that they're defeated, believe they are. God says they are. And we're going to see the manifestation of that very soon. We're going to see victory after victory on all fronts. And that includes victory in your personal life. And this is for the children of the Most High God. And he mentions Purim. And we're currently, with the day he gave me this, in the Feast of Purim. And Purim is a Jewish feast. It's the feast of Queen Esther. And what was happening in the book of Esther was the enemy, who happened to be Haman, was trying to annihilate the Jewish people, totally commit genocide against them. And the enemy ended up being executed. Haman and all of his family, probably of a whole bunch of other people, they ended up being executed on the gallows that Haman had built. So stay tuned, put on your seatbelt, and let's see what God is going to do against the enemies of him. Because our enemies are his enemies. God wants us to watch He said to watch and see what he is doing because only he can fix the problems that are going on right now. And he's going to do it. He's told us, he's told me, he's told many people. And he tells, and so you just believe God can do anything. He says nothing is impossible. And he tells us that we have asked, and now is the time for those prayers to be answered. Just believe and expect. So if you've got sickness, disease, financial problems, problems with somebody, and you've been praying about it and asking the Lord to fix it, believe it's now that you're going to see miracles in your life. You're going to see answered prayer. You're going to have these things happen. Just believe. That's all you got to do is have a mustard seed of faith and watch the heavenlies. And we will see miracles, signs, and wonders. Right now, we're within 2 weeks of the Great American Eclipse. And this is going to touch every state in the United States, a portion of Mexico, and a portion of Canada. And I personally believe that this eclipse is going to be a pivotal point. That's my personal feeling. I encourage you to do research on the eclipse. Don't just go to NASA. Go listen to what the prophets of the Lord God Almighty are telling you that He has revealed to them about the Great American Eclipse. And He said, and this is so sweet of the Father. I love it when He tells us things like this. Enjoy the beautiful display of God's glory that He is going to pour out on the earth. God said, in the Bible, then in the last days, he will pour out his spirit on all flesh. God is getting ready to pour out the greater glory on this earth. And for his righteous children, these are going to be glorious days. And there will be people who will not receive his glory. And I hate it for them. But this is for us, for his children. And finally, and I love that he ended on this note because the Father always exalts his son Jesus. He said for us to exalt his son Jesus, his precious son. And with Jesus, we will have love, peace, joy, mercy, and forgiveness because there is no one like Jesus. Wow, that's a lot. I hope that this is helpful for you, and I hope to bring you more words from the Lord. I'll have to be still and wait for Him, and it's all up to Him. I'm very humbled. I'm trying to be very careful not to even change anything that He gives me because I am honored that He's even given me anything. Hope you have the best day. And I will see you soon. Shalom. I'm having trouble stopping the video. Sorry, there it is. Shalom.